Hi, listeners. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, and you're listening to episode 18 of Delicious Talk. So, this is Nadine.
This is Anika.
And welcome to episode 18 of Delicious Talk. This week, the hottest topic is
Casey Anthony.
The Casey Anthony trial is all over the place.
It's a hotmess.com.
And we're going to jump right into that. Now, today, to start off with the latest, the defense is putting everybody to sleep with these expert witnesses and law enforcement witnesses who just end up being turned into prosecution witnesses.
Right.
I mean, on cross-examination, the prosecutor just, you know, he gets them to admit to things that the prosecution's witnesses have testified to. You know, so it's pathetic. And a lot of the testimony is very boring. They say a lot of the jurors are like almost nodding off. That's mm-hmm. not good.
They got punished. I think the judge on the case, I want to say Tuesday or Monday morning, it was Friday. I guess they were supposed to come in on the weekend. And I guess when they come in on the weekend, they get to work, say, half a day to do whatever research or whatever. But apparently the defense brought in a witness or something. And in the real world, you know, on TV, when we watch movies, mm-hmm. primarily when the defense has like a key witness or prosecution comes in, it's like a surprise. Like, oh, my gosh, I call this witness to the stand. But in the real judicial system, both parties have to review the evidence before it's actually presented. And they both have to be aware of it.
Right.
Defense did not follow that rule. The judge was extremely angry for the defense wasting their time that he said, number one, they had to document their lunch times. Instead of coming in for the half a day Saturday that they were supposed to come in, they had to come in for a full day.
And yeah, that's this coming Saturday, they're going to be working a full day. And he said, if things, you know, don't pick up, I don't know if he did tell the lawyers they need to come in at 8:30. Court will still start at 9:00. But the lawyers have to be in at 8:30 to take up any matters they need to take up outside of the jury's presence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he's right because he's stressing that, look, I have a sequestered jury mm-hmm. who lives under severe restrictions. So it's costing the state money to have these people sequestered, the stress on their lives, having to live apart from their family because they live in, I forget what county they bust them in on from.
Right.
But yeah, it's difficult. And he estimated to them that the trial would last 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense is basically, from what I can see, they're trying to poke holes in the prosecution's facts and, mm-hmm. and case, but they're doing it in a way that just makes them look, that just highlights how weak the attempts are that they're trying to make. I mean, I think they're doing sort of the best. I think a more experienced attorney than Jose Baez,
mm-hmm.
who, from what I understand, has never tried a capital murder case before, who just passed the bar in 2005. So he was only a 3-year lawyer when he got the case. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like a better defense attorney probably would be handling it better.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't really have much to work with. His client is obviously guilty.
Then the joke is, you know, I think what makes the public angry, what makes someone like myself angry, what makes the judge angry is that you're pulling at straws.
Yes.
You're coming up with, you're talking about a coyote. We don't have coyotes in Florida, dude. It's almost like,
well, I think it was the botanist who brought up the coyote thing, and they just blew it out of control. She just said maybe a dog buried the bones, and then, you know, it was like, or she said, or a coyote, and he was like, we don't have coyotes in Florida. And then the media just seems to have run away with that, but it's just ridiculous. But it is an example of how ridiculous they're getting. I mean, seriously. And then of course we have to talk about this bombshell alleged mistress of George Anthony's that they're going to call, or
foolery, I call it.
It's ridiculous. I don't find this woman to be the least bit credible. And do you know why? Because what she claims, I'm not saying George Anthony could not have had an affair with her or anyone. We don't know that. Right. But what she claims to be saying, what she that he said to her, that, oh, it was an accident that snowballed out of control. That's the defense's theory. And for her, those words to be coming out of her mouth, it just, to me, screams fraud.
Not only that, but he's a former cop or detective. Do you really think that he's going to come and tell you that? And that's his daughter? No, exactly. I don't think so.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, I find George Anthony to be credible in what he gave in testimony on the stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, he comes across as a very credible witness. You believe what he is saying. Right. Okay? So, the jury has to then believe him to be lying, flat out lying, in order to find her not guilty. In order to believe this story that he was involved in the cover-up of an accidental drowning of Kaylee, they have to believe that he is a complete liar.
He would be charged for being an accessory to murder.
Yeah, but I mean, if he came across as lying the way his daughter does, maybe. But no, I see a man who was genuinely dumbfounded, just like his wife, about what happened to his granddaughter. He did not know.
Not only that, but I feel, you know, in this whole situation, I find the mom and the dad to be credible based on the conversation. That doesn't sound like acting to me, especially when she couldn't find the granddaughter and the conversation. I find them to be very credible. Not only that, but their feelings were extremely hurt with this whole, oh, my dad abused me and stuff, just based on even the brother, how he said he couldn't believe that she would actually accuse him or something. I just find them to be very credible.
I think so. And I think anything anybody might say about how they were, you know, they've tried to cover up for her over the past 3 years and, you know, backtrack and backpedal. Yes, they have. I think the mother especially did on the smell in the car, you know, and stuff like that. And of course, the ex-fiance of Casey, who said that Cindy and Casey had this big fight the day before Kaylee went missing. And Cindy denies that now. So she may be lying about that, but she within herself full well knows they had this big fight on June 15th, 2008, Father's Day. And the guy says it got physical to where she was choking Casey.
Right.
And this is what it seems is the motive for why Casey went ahead and killed Kaylee to spite her. And then, of course, the night when she finally finds Casey and calls the police when she finds out that Kaylee's been missing, and the brother was talking to Casey, and he says, why won't you, you know, bring Kaylee home? Why are you doing this? Mom's calling the police now. You know, why are you keeping her away? And Casey said, maybe because I'm a spiteful bitch. I mean,
are you gonna rot?
Do we need to hear any more? You killed, she basically was saying, okay, she's telling the brother, I'm keeping her away because I'm a spiteful bitch. But now we know she killed her. So, well, it's being proven in court, I guess. But let's assume she killed her. It was because you were being a spiteful bitch.
Exactly.
Why would you say that? And then you tell him, oh, you know, Zanny took her 31 days ago. What happened to the spiteful bitch thing? I thought you were being a spiteful bitch. Now all of a sudden the nanny kidnapped her. You know? So I just think, come on. The writing is on the wall. And this alleged mistress, I can't wait for them to put her up on that witness stand. I can't wait. Because you watch what's going to happen. This is about to get so good. If they put her up on that stand, the prosecutor is going to rip her to shreds.
They're going to eat her alive.
They're going to eat her alive. And I have another prediction to make on this Casey Anthony thing. I predict Casey Anthony will get up on that stand. And I'll tell you why. Because all the pundits are like, will she, won't she? Oh, she can't. No. Will they?
I disagree with you.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Because here's why I think she will.
Okay.
One, she's extremely arrogant. Okay? You see her sitting there in that courtroom every day with that just look, that angry look for the most part. She always looks really angry and defiant. Like, you know, you could, I could see like a bubble over her head saying, how dare these bastards try to hold me accountable for what, you know, for anything. Because she's not someone who's accustomed to suffering consequences for her actions, obviously. Right. I mean, who takes the police to Universal Studios telling them you work there when you don't? Hello?
That would in itself, I would have took the key and threw it somewhere.
What key?
The one that I'd lock her ass up in jail.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying this gives you an insight to this girl's psychology. You've been lying and bamboozling your family for years, your parents. That's one thing. But to take it a step farther and do it to the law enforcement, when you know, and it wasn't until her back was literally up against the wall, she had nowhere else to go, she turns around, puts her hands in her pockets and says, oh, I don't really work here. Who does that? So I feel like that shows us her psychology. She is very arrogant in her ability mm-hmm. to lie and get her way.
Second, I just feel like, you know, I think it's a double standard. You what? Can bet your bottom, and I hate to bring up race, but I really feel that had this been a girl named Shaniqua in the project, we wouldn't have been, number one, we wouldn't have been in doing a trial. You would have been locked up based on evidence, substantial evidence, as they would call it.
Yeah, but we had a comment from somebody who said, if she were black, we wouldn't even know her name. It wouldn't be a media story. And I believe that's true. Because we never see any of these big stories and murder cases and stuff. They're never involving non-white people, you know. Because even Casey Anthony, it's like they sensationalize it by flashing her pictures and her photos constantly. If it's not an attractive person, the mm-hmm. interest isn't as high. And because, of course, Kaylee was adorable, okay, mm-hmm. a cutie pie. If they're not good looking, same thing with Scott Peterson, Lacey Peterson, great yeah. looking couple, you know, mm-hmm. if you notice
American
that.
American dream.
Yeah, if you notice that, they have to have a certain look and they always have to be white. And otherwise, the people who run those news organizations are not giving it the attention.
Not only that, but I think also that's also another thing. I don't know if you may agree with me or not, but I think she gets a high. She sees all her pictures flashing around and she gets high off of that.
Yeah, I think so too. But anyway, let me finish with the reasons why I think she's going to take the stand.
Oh, okay.
The first one is she's arrogant. So I think she believes she could get up there and give the performance of her life. Okay. Number two, I think she has to. There's no other way to prove this theory that her lawyer got up and gave in his opening statement that her father molested her and her father, you know, what happened at this so-called drowning when Kaylee drowned in the pool.
Right.
Who else is there to testify to that? I mean, if they cannot, who's going to testify to that except Casey? George has denied it in his testimony. That leaves her. I don't see how else they can get around that. So I think they're going to have to put her up there to talk about that and talk about the sexual abuse if they don't have anybody else to.
Right.
You know, they gave themselves that burden. Normally the defense doesn't have to prove anything. It's the prosecution that has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
But he, you know, did a really silly thing when he got up and told his story about what happened. And now you need to back it up. If I'm sitting on that jury, you promised I was going to hear evidence of this and I'm listening for it. Show it to me. Convince me that this is what happened as opposed to, you know. Because the prosecution rested, and trust me, their case was solid.
I'm just tired of her. I wish somebody could just go in there and just beat the crap out of her.
Okay. She needs to be, like, tortured. I mean, God forgive me for saying it, but she is so arrogant and so annoyingly smug. I see, like, a micro expression of smugness.
Yeah.
And she really needs to be knocked down a few pegs. Really, I mean. Because she just feels like she's smarter than everybody. You can see it. That's the sense I get from her. It's like, oh, I'm smart. I can, you know, I'm such a good liar. Like her friend testified that she had said.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. Yeah, she needs some torturing. What the hell did you do to that little girl? What did you do? Mm-hmm. That's, she, waterboard Casey Anthony.
And I think that, you know, if we were to actually listen to take calls or whatever the case may be for her, like, to talk to her parents even now, she would still sound like an arrogant, you know what.
She's nasty. Her mother, when her mother testified, she was one of the last day of the prosecution's case, or the second to last day, she was one of the last witnesses the prosecution called back. Her mom, Cindy Anthony. And when she got off the stand, she mouthed, "I love you" to her, to Casey,
mm-hmm.
and kept walking. Wasn't really looking for a response. And she just said, you know, mouthed it and put her head down and kept walking. And Casey just looked at her, raised her eyebrows, and turned her head. Like, you know, my interpretation of that is like, whatever, bitch. Yeah, it was that kind of expression. Like, her mom is saying, "I love you," and she's raising her eyebrows and turning her head like, whatever, bitch. I mean, that says everything.
She just about has that relationship. This, has she actually been, like, she's like one of those people who she'll actually kill you, and you have like a whole audience looking at her kill you, and they'll ask her, "Why did you?" And she'll look, even though you have 6, 7, 8 people that actually saw you do it or pull the trigger, you're going to tell me you didn't do it.
Yeah.
One of those habitual lies.
She's shaggy. It wasn't me. Even if she catch you in the shower, she catch you. It wasn't me.
I think there's Casey a, there's a name for that.
Yeah, it's like pathological, she's a narcissist. Liar. Narcissist, but pathological liar. Because people can be narcissistic and not lie.
Right.
You know? But yeah, she is a, that is definite. And it's like the extent of her lies.
I mean, to hurt your family too. I mean, I even see the footage where she's talking to Lee, her brother.
Mm-hmm.
If this was somebody that abused you, excuse me, sexually,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want, don't come visit me. I don't want to have anything to do with
you. Yeah, but people say, then psychologists will argue that some sexually abused people still feel very affectionate toward their abusers and stuff like that.
I'm not buying
it. It's true, though. Sometimes it's true. I mean, it's like, look at Elizabeth Smart. Look at the other one, J.C. Dugard, the one who was kidnapped when she was little and they just found her the other day. And she has children with him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. I mean, if it depends on the type of relationship they create.
Well, my thing is, all right, then it goes.
I don't believe that. Having said that, I just want to say I don't believe that they molested her. I think that's just another one of her lies.
Even if it was true, it's almost like the little boy who cried wolf.
Exactly. Who's gonna believe
that? Poor Zenaida Garcia. I feel so bad for her.
I mean, my thing is,
Gonzalez or whatever, Zanny.
Yes. Oh, I want justice for Kaylee, and I want that girl to get her due, exactly what she deserves. No more, no less. She needs to get exactly what she deserves, because it is so, the evidence shows that she killed that little girl. We may not know how she did it exactly. We may not know exactly when she did it. But we know that she did it. And that's all. I think that jury, there's no way they're letting her off.
And the honest to God truth is that, you know what, Nadine, I'm going to be honest with you. We will never know how Casey Anthony, the real story, because I think that Casey's going to bring this to her grave.
She will. I agree.
She's going to take it to her grave. And it irks me, because I really would like to know, really, truly, what happened and what was in her head and why were you doing that? Why not just give the child to your mom? Just hateful.
Oh, because she was fighting her mom, because the mom was apparently, from what I think his name is Jesse, the fiance. Jesse says that, you know, Case, they were arguing about Kaylee. It was all about Kaylee, and she would play games and like use Kaylee to spite them, keep her away, you know, stuff like that. And that's what they were arguing about. But yeah, so we'll have to see what's going to happen. Court recessed early today.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll see if the defense is going to continue to bore us to death. But I'm looking forward to the alleged mistress to take the stand. And I'm looking forward to Casey to take the stand. I believe she will. And that's going to be something to see.
When will we find out?
Well, shortly, because the defense is going to have to start wrapping up their case very soon. The judge wants the jury to get the case by the 26th or the 27th or something like that, he said. So they need to move it along. So it'll be, you know, within a week, I would say. We should know if she's going to take it or not. And I think there's no way she can't not take it. I mean, unless they just want to do a really crappy defense and not promise the jury, you know, not produce what they promised, which the prosecution will definitely highlight in their closing. If they don't, you know, show evidence for what they promised, oh, forget it.
Sad. Really, really sad.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of this whole trial. I really just wish that, you know, she would just admit and just stop wasting taxpayers' money, period.
Yeah. I would love for her to confess.
She ain't gonna do it, though. She's not.
I would love for her to confess.
Well, we're gonna have to follow up with this particular topic because it's a very touchy one and it's a sad one. But I say we should talk about the wow moment of the day, and that should be Mr. Weiner himself.
Representative Anthony Weiner from New York.
Sending nice, long, well, maybe short, penal pictures.
I was kind of seeing this story on the periphery, I wasn't really paying much attention to it. And every time they would show him, you know, walking through a barrage of reporters and stuff, I would just say to myself, but this guy, he looks gay to me. He looks like a gay man, even though he was sending these to women. But he just has a gay look to me. And two, he looks sick. He looks malnourished or like he has some illness.
Yeah.
That's just my, you know, when I would see him. He doesn't look well, exactly. And I was wondering, waiting for the next announcement that he's got something, you know.
He was trying to have some fun, okay?
I guess, and he can do that. But, you know, when you hold public office, you have to respect the office.
I will tell you.
And that's disrespectful of the office he held.
Well, they feel, they somehow feel, it's ironic that they feel that when they hold high office, that they feel like they're above the law.
I.e. John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think he clearly is exactly that. He really felt he was above the law and he could get away with anything. I mean, sit down and just blatantly lie and then later have to, you know, admit, oh, yes, I am the child's father. After you sat down and said, I know there can be no possible way that I'm the father. I mean, clearly there's an arrogance there that me and you can't even touch.
And that poor lady died knowing. She died of a broken heart, too, because I believe that she really, really, truly loved John Edwards, her husband.
She probably did. But, you know, I ever since they hit the scene when he started running with I just thought, you know, I could see this very thing because it's like they're mismatched. She looked more like his mother than his wife. Just from a vanity standpoint, you know, so you could kind of tell that, come on, this guy has to have some younger chick on the side.
Yeah, of course she aged a lot.
She aged, I don't know if she, you know, she was way older than him.
I don't think so. I think they were pretty much the same age. I just think, I don't know what was up. I thought that was his mother.
Exactly.
Rest in peace. You know,
yeah, but rest in peace. But she did look like his mother. And it's not that it goes by looks, but come on, you know, let's face it. This is exactly what we could see, was behind the curtain.
She didn't look like that when they first met. And she kind of had gained some weight. I mean, I'm
not skinny myself, but you know how in the eyes of the public, the first lady has to have a certain look.
Yeah, but I mean, you can have a skinny wife. The skinny women's husbands still cheat on them too. So that really doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. But I guess what I'm saying is I could kind of see this from just looking at them. Because they didn't look like a match where there was a connection. And even though they have children together and they've been married a long time, it seemed more politically inclined. Mm-hmm. Like it's more, you know, I'm a family man, I'm married, and, you know, that type of thing.
And what's her name? Hillary looks kind of older than Bill, too. For a while, she did. Now they're kind of like side by side because he's getting old, and you know, but yeah, she kind of looked older than him too for a while.
Yeah, but Wiener needed to resign. They were calling for his resignation. He was being defiant, like, I'm not gonna resign. I'm like, you need to resign. Even President Obama said, if it were me, I would resign.
Yeah, because ain't nobody want to see your wiener
and your naked chest and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
But let you know, when are these elected officials going to learn? I mean, you guys just, you want to live a normal life, but you are holding public office. There are certain restrictions on the kind of life you live. And I think they probably get off on living this way because of the office they hold, and because it's like hush hush and we got to keep it hush hush. And it's, you know, it at the danger element, I think they get off on that.
And this is what I never understand. Do you not understand when people can get a dollar, when money is tight and money is short, they will turn on you like a pack of wolves?
Yeah, true.
When you have mortgage to pay and you have bills, guess what? If I had me a little secret affair with one of them and I needed my stuff paid, I'm loyal, but...
No, people get killed over things like that, Anika.
I'm telling.
Don't even go there. Because people, you would have to get like a lawyer and put a letter with a lawyer. So if anything happens to me, you know who did it, because I was blackmailing them.
Yo, you need to pay my mortgage. I need a car. And you know what? By the way, I need a brand new car too.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you have an accident.
Yeah, I'm telling your wife. I'm telling your wife that you've been unfaithful for the last 2 years.
Problem solved. Anika has a little accident.
Of course, that wouldn't happen to me because I follow the commandments. I don't date married people. But let me stop.
Okay, let's wrap up. So we're gonna say goodbye for this week, and we hope you come back next week. Shelly wasn't with us this week. We hope she'll be back next week.
Yeah.
And, you know, leave us your comments. Let us know what you're thinking about the Casey Anthony trial. Are you sick of it? Are you watching it? Are you indifferent? Never heard of Casey Anthony? Let us know what you think.
Yeah, we love your feedback. Be brutal if you have to. We can take it.
We can take it. We've had people calling us niggers on YouTube. Yep. And, so we can handle it.
It's just words. We can handle it. Tell us the truth.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.